It's now 8:09, another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday morning, and pick your crash to start with, Andy Farnsworth.
Well, that's what it feels like. Eastbound 201's been a problem all morning since really 5 o'clock. A dump truck hit the overpass at Bangor. They've closed the right lane, and it stayed that way. So from 56 West to Bangor Highway, avoid the 21st South Freeway. Go up to I-80 instead. I-15's got backups in between Point of the Mountain and Draper. Then another spot of stop and go in Sandy. In fact, it looks like we might have a crash now just after 90th South. And then going into downtown, not as bad as usual from 33rd South to 6th South. Eric Butler.
A couple more things in Salt Lake County. We got a southbound crash on the 215 West Belt right at 1300 South. And you've got the intersection lights are out. Wasatch Boulevard at Bingle Boulevard. If you're heading up in the Cottonwood Heights area down in Utah County, no problems on I-15. Heather?
You're barely going 30 miles an hour southbound I-15 between Roy and Clearfield. That's all due to an earlier crash, but cleanup crews are on the northbound side of Clearfield trying to clean that up, and that has caused delays all the way back to 700 South in Clearfield. And then as you continue south on I-15, we've got a crash just before Parrish Lane in Centerville, another crash at the North Interchange, and your typical delays between Beck Street and downtown Salt Lake. UDOT Construction Alert, expect I-215 delays starting Friday night. The freeway will be reduced to two lanes in both directions 24-7 near 6200 South through November for bridge reconstruction. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.